Make sure you have the KSL News Radio app to stream BYU games wherever you go. You can also get breaking news alerts and podcast your favorite KSL show, all on one app for KSL News Radio.
This show is on that app, Cougar Nation, as well as Cougar Sports Saturday. If you don't want to get the app, you can subscribe to those podcasts wherever you get podcasts. But, hey, KSL Sports app makes it easy. Well worth the download. We're having a blast here. Final segment of the show, Cougar Nation, taking your calls. Mike from Ogden, what do you got for us, Mike?
Thanks for taking my call. My heart tells me they're going to make it to the Final Four.
Final Four? And, what gives you confidence in them going to the Final Four, Mike?
I think this is their year. And I just think that it'll happen, because of faith, because of faith.
Hey, but I love that, Mike.
Just had a quick question.
Go ahead.
What's going on with Atiki? It seems like he's hardly making any appearances he's not playing hardly at all.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Atiki is a case where.
They've
identified their rotation. They're going to stick with it. He's not going to take minutes from Ali Khalifa and Fusini Traore. Now, I will say, in those games where, you know, Kansas, where you're getting foul trouble a lot, there needs to be a little bit more urgency and willingness by Mark Pope to put in Atiki. He was in the UCF game where they won 90-88, and I thought he gave some good minutes on the offensive end. Defensively, there were some lapses, but that in that game, everyone was having lapses on the defensive end. I like Atiki. I mean, I'm curious to see, honestly, what happens after this season, because if you want to forecast, I'm actually putting it together this week, kind of a way too early look at next year's personnel, because sadly, the transfer portal season does open up in a couple weeks. And I know that's not at the point of mind for everyone, but you know what? It could be there for Atiki, you know, because, look, he's nearing the end of his time in college basketball. You want to make the most of your opportunities like any player. You want to go pro. Does he move on? We'll see. But I like Atiki. I hope he stays.
On what Ali Khalifa ends up doing,
yes.
Right?
I hope he stays. He's getting married after this season. You hope that, you know, that willingness and that commitment that BYU's had to him to give him a chance despite only playing 26 games of organized basketball is going to keep him at BYU. But I also understand it from his standpoint, hey, I want to get minutes. I want to play more. And I'm buried behind the depth chart with Foose and Ali Khalifa there. So, well, it's kind of to be determined. But right now you're going to go with Khalifa and Foose on that rotation.
The thing I like about Atiki, though, is, one, he's still engaged even though he's not playing. It's good body language from Atiki. And secondly, if there is a tournament game or even a game left in Big 12, because we know these Big 12 officials are an absolute joke, if the foul trouble becomes a problem, I personally don't feel like you'd be losing anything putting him in. There's been previous teams where if you get in foul trouble, you don't like any of your options after that point. That's not the case with Atiki. It's just simply you got to give minutes to Jackson and Richie and Foose. Now that he's healthy, he's playing great ball. There's just no minutes. It's not that Atiki was bad per se. It's just he kind of was the odd man out in the rotation.
And looking ahead to this game on Wednesday night, BYU, number 20 BYU, number 6 Iowa State, a top 20 showdown in Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. You know, Iowa State's a team, they take away everything in the paint. They want to get in a rock fight with teams, but that's why they lost to BYU. The differences in styles played into BYU's favor in Provo as the Cougars took down Iowa State 87-75 back in January. BYU's first visit to Hilton since 2012. This is Mark Pope on his thoughts on getting ready for Iowa State coming up on Wednesday night.
Yeah, they're incredible. Right, they're an incredible team, and it's an incredible venue. I'm excited for the guys to go experience it. It's like everywhere we go is so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like every single gym. But it's I've been there a couple times, and it's they're an incredible team. They have great leadership. They're really athletic, really skilled. They play incredible basketball everywhere, but especially at home. And so it's going to be a massive challenge for our guys.
No doubt about being good at home. Iowa State undefeated there. They've beat Houston in that Hilton Coliseum. They beat Kansas. Iowa State is darn near untouchable. Tip-off, 7 o'clock. Mountain Time pregame at 6 here on KSL. Does BYU pull off the upset and take down the number 6 team in the country?
I don't think so. And honestly, I know this isn't in the DNA of Coach Pope, but if this thing goes south early, I would just let it stay south. No need to risk injury. There's nothing really to gain from this win, because if you win this game and beat Oklahoma State and then lose early in the Big 12 tournament, your seed's not changing. Like, just because you beat Iowa State on the road doesn't guarantee you an extra higher seed. So if you can get this win, get the win. But if it goes south, I want to see Trey. I want to see Atiki. I want to see all these dudes, because injury, keeping the injury bug away is the most important thing at this stage.
Just quick note, BYU's number 5 seed currently in the Big 12 tournament. If they win the next two games, there's a chance they could be the number 4 seed, which would give them a bye all the way to the Thursday semifinals or quarterfinals. So, but at the same time, stay at 5, you get a first round bye. It could work out in BYU's favor. We'll see how it all plays out. Wednesday night, BYU and Iowa State tip off at 7 o'clock right here on KSL. We'll talk to you on Saturday on Cougar Sports Saturday. So for Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, talk to you next time here on KSL News Radio.